This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. There's a new $555 million dairy processing plant planned for St. John's, north of Lansing. The Lansing State Journal reported economic development types were calling it one of the largest dairy processing operations in the country. A huge deal, not only for the region, but for the state overall. A new level of ag tech production that's going to enormously impact the entire dairy ecosystem of the whole state. Joining us to give a little insight into whether this facility is everything it's claimed to be is Chris Wolf. He's a professor in the Agricultural, Food, and Resource Economics Department at Michigan State University. Chris, how big of a deal is this dairy processing plant?
Well, this is a really big deal for the state's dairy industry. Michigan's milk production has been growing at a rapid pace for the past couple of decades, but especially for the past few years, and had outgrown the processing capacity, which has resulted in some pretty low farm milk prices. And this type of development is going to help the farm prices get back into alignment with where they ought to be and where the surrounding states are.
Yeah, I've been told that Michigan has had this glut for a while and has exported out of the state. So we're looking at this plant. It's going to be processing 8 million pounds of milk a day, make 300 million pounds of cheese a year. Put that into perspective for us. How much of Michigan's milk production does that amount to?
That's a pretty big percentage of Michigan's milk production if it's completely full and it's all coming from Michigan. You know, that could be 20% or more of Michigan's milk production if it's operating at capacity. And I assume if you're making that kind of investment, you want it to operate at capacity.
How long do you think it'll be before this plant is up and running and buying milk?
No, that's an excellent question. And I'll tell you what, that's the $64,000 or more question for the state's dairy farmers that have had the lowest milk prices in the country for the last couple of years. And so this is certainly going to give them some hope as we move forward. I hope that they can do it quickly. This development has been in the works for a long time, actually, because there's so many moving parts on the input and the output side of it. If they can break ground, you know, hopefully they can be taking milk in 18 months to 2 years. I think that's their plan.
Explain something to me, because I don't quite understand it. Most commodities have, you know, a market price, the national price. Why would one state like Michigan have depressed milk prices compared to other states?
That's a good question. So we do have national prices for cheese and butter and milk powders like dry whey and things of that nature. And Michigan is competitive in the national and international markets. But the reason that the farmers have been getting lower milk prices, and in fact, the lowest milk prices in the country for the past couple of years in Michigan, is because of this excess, this glut of milk that you were talking about that doesn't have a home. So the farmers pay the hauling costs for their milk to go from their farm to the plant.
Oh, so if they have to take it to Illinois to sell it.
They have to go further,
yeah.
Or in the extreme case, when there is no home and it ends up being dumped, then they bear the cost of it.
Why do you think this Irish company, which is the lead partner in this dairy processing plant, chose St. John's?
Well, first of all, St. John's being centrally located helps because we have milk produced in the Thumb, we have milk in the Southwest, and we have milk in, say, Maasauke County and up in that area. And then, actually, the St. John's, the Clinton County, Gratiot County area has really been a growth area of milk production. So it's kind of centrally located and near some of the more recent milk production growth. It's also conveniently located as far as close to highways, as far as, you know, getting in and out. And I'm assuming that they looked at things like labor costs and labor availability. And so I'm certain that there was a whole bunch of factors that went into picking that location.
So what are dairy farmers telling you?
Well, I think everybody is cautiously optimistic. It's been, you know, 3 or 4 years of kind of a growing problem that, you know, and everybody's been waiting for kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. And so I think people are happy to hear it, but, you know, cautiously optimistic and hoping to make it to the point where it's going to be beneficial.
That's Chris Wolf. He's a professor in the Agricultural, Food, and Resource Economics Department at Michigan State University. Hey, thanks for taking the time.
All right, thank you.